What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester, Cookie, and Jasmine Hello. Are in the house. What's up, guys?
Not much.
What up?
It's a Sunday.
How you doing?
I'm all right. It's as Cookie said, it's Sunday, and I watched Tom Brady get into the Super Bowl yet again. Wasn't thrilled. I mean, it's not that I have anything against Tom Brady or the Patriots, except the fact that I have to keep watching them in the Super Bowl every fucking year. And it's getting boring. Like, I want to see somebody else.
I'm getting,
right? It's like watching a rerun. I'm like, didn't we see this
I
game
I saw
last
this
year?
One. I've seen this one before.
Right? This was on last year. What is this shit? The NFL is really cutting corners. I hate when they do shit like that. It's like, you guys got enough money. Like, come on. Let somebody else make it in there.
Loosen those purse strings.
Right? If it's to be done, it's to be done right. This is
exactly.
Cheap shit. Let's keep the same team there, and that way we don't have to... That way we don't have to keep making new hats every year. We just change the year on them. So, besides...
All I care about is a halftime show. Like, I know nothing about football.
Oh, Justin Timberlake is going to be headlining it again.
Yes.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, but I wonder whose clothes he's going to rip off this year.
Yeah.
Wasn't it... It was him, right?
Yes, it was.
They ripped off Janet Jackson's... I mean, not that I'm complaining or anything. That was probably one of the most TiVo'd moments in, like, TV history.
Still to this date.
Right?
And yeah, I'd say so, too.
You go on Google and there's a bunch of still shots of it. I'd still watch it.
Yeah, first black tits I've ever seen.
Well, I guess we'll see if they let him within touching range this year. I mean, maybe they'll say, you know, sorry, Justin, we know you're bringing sexy back and all, but can you keep a 3 feet perimeter around your around your co-stars? Let's not get carried away on that one. So, speaking of people losing their shit, over things like that, did you hear about this fucking Tide Pod challenge thing?
It sounds stupid, like ridiculous.
I was like, what in the fuck? I went to my local market and I was out of laundry detergent and I happened to buy Tide Pods. Not this time. No. This time the shelf completely empty. There was just a sign on it. I took a picture too. I'll post it on the website. That said, we're still carrying the Tide Pods, but you have to ask for them at the register.
So tell them what it is. Tell them the stupidness that is this situation.
So these idiots are...
It's right next to the Plan B.
It should have been. I mean, damn, dude. It's ridiculous. They're eating Tide Pods.
Do they know how expensive those things are?
I guess not. I mean, maybe they don't have to pay for them or else they wouldn't be eating
them. Know that their mom should have swallowed? What the fuck?
It even says on the container, do not eat, may cause death. It's like, hello?
Challenge accepted.
Right? I was like, did you not see the sign? Can you not read?
Is probably that what
do you not.
Not
realize how expensive Tide is, let alone the fucking pods?
I know, dude. This is just, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know what would possess somebody to eat soap. It's like, it's detergent, you moron. Like, why?
They want to, like, fart bubbles or something. I don't know.
That is fun.
Oh, God. Slip and slide. Soap and sud.
You don't need lube.
You know?
Exactly.
And for those kids
squeaky clean already.
That's the cleanest shit I ever took.
It just plops right out.
Pairs well with a rubber ducky.
Or a fist.
Oh, God.
At least he wouldn't have to wash his hands after he pulled them out. He'd
yeah, exactly. It comes out cleaner than it went in.
Do you want some hand sanitizer? Here, stick it in my ass.
I know.
It comes with a free Richard gear and a hamster.
Yeah. Oh.
And oh my god.
So yeah, so they're eating them, and I don't know why. I don't know what's possessing them to do this. I don't even know where this started, but there were videos all over the internet of these kids eating the fucking Tide Pods.
Oh.
It's like bottom of the barrel, like bottom of the evolutionary ladder.
What does it even go with? What do you pair with Tide Pods?
Brain hemorrhages.
Yeah, seriously.
Ulcers.
Dawn detergent. For the oil spills, motherfuckers.
With Downy. With Downy light on the side to wash it all down.
There you go.
With Febreze sheets. To wipe them off.
So this is what the world's coming to. This is where we're headed, folks.
Yeah. Look who's in office.
I thought we'd have flying cars, a better president, you know, maybe everybody doing a little bit better off, but no. We got a president
Don't get me wrong, I love the movie, but Back to the Future just lied to us.
Right? Right? No, we got fucking Trump in office, banging porn stars, and kids eating Tide Pods. This is America today, folks.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when the porn star doesn't want recognition.
She's like, nah, I didn't do that.
She's all, prove it.
But don't we have you on video doing him? No. No, that wasn't me.
That was Carrot Top.
So Stormy Daniels is the woman that was allegedly sleeping with Donald Trump, the porn star that was allegedly sleeping with. I think when Melania was pregnant or had just given birth to their son.
When better to cheat than when your wife is pregnant?
Oh my god.
That's
the worst, really. Like
and it's just men
are horrible.
Let he who has not raw dogged a porn star while his third wife was pregnant with his fifth child cast the first stone.
Yeah. America.
America. Yeah, and so apparently they're paying her something like $130,000 to keep quiet, and either that money ran out or they never paid because she came out and was talking about it, and then they were talking about clips and interviews from 2011 saying that when they were in bed together that he said, quote, "You're just like my daughter." Right?
Gross.
Oh, gosh.
That's like direct bloodline right there.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Now we know all the freaking Mormons are going to vote for him. Just kidding. Fuck.
I think they already did.
He's in office. They must have contributed. And then he was on Stern. He was on Stern, and Stern called his daughter a hot piece of ass. And then he asked if he could call her a hot piece of ass. And Trump was like, "Yeah, go ahead. She is a hot piece of ass."
That's gross.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Wow. Like, I mean, his daughter is hot, but I mean, I'm not related to her. I could say that kind of thing.
It's not like a second cousin or anything. It's like right there. It's like your own child. You got the Woody Allen handbook right there.
What did you say the other day? Incest is best. Put a second cousin to the test?
Yeah, he just one-upped me. He went with, like, daughter.
I don't even... I don't. I have any words.
There are no words. Just gag reflex noises.
I read it, and I was like, did I just read that right? So I read it again, and then I was like, god damn it, why did I just read that again?
It's gross.
It was disturbing, dude. I'm like, oh, dude, really? Come on. Like, again, just like the shithole countries remark, I mean, it's one thing to say it around a certain company. It's another thing to say
it. Like the locker room.
Oh, man, dude. It's just this guy, just one thing after another. Rice and Beans season 3 is going to be pretty much all him if he keeps this shit up.
Yep.
You know, I thought gee, maybe it's a little ambitious to write a whole segment based around racist or stupid things that he says, you know, at the beginning of season one. What if, you know, he turns his act around and gets his shit together?
Nope.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. We still got plenty of segments.
And then some.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, like you said, the Christmas is over, but the gifts just keep on coming.
Yep.
The gift that keeps on giving.
So, I don't know if they were dating. I don't know if they were just hooking up. It sounds like they were just hooking up and not so much and not so much dating.
Where has romance gone? He wasn't even a courting her. Did he take her out to dinner? Was it just sex?
Maybe he took her to Trump Towers. I have my own
Tavern
building.
On the Green.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't think they could have gone public because he was married and his wife was pregnant.
But now that he's the president, it's the perfect time to go public.
Yeah, since he's been before he was president, he was pretty private about a lot of stuff. Now that he's president, he couldn't be more public if he tried. Like everything, even his like fucked up tweets in the middle of the night, like Confivi.
Yeah, seriously. Couldn't
it
sleep,
is
drop
hashtag
the
me 2 year, so you know, there's that.
Yeah, she brings up a good point. You think it's another? Well, no. If they were going to pay her to stay quiet, and that's usually like, I could see if she was asking for money, but they were offering her money, and it seems like she turned it down. Because
yeah, that's like I said, that's pretty sad when porn star turns down funds.
You know, it's $130,000 buys a lot of coke.
Yeah, it does.
And lube.
Tide Pods buys a lot of Tide Pods.
Buys a lot of Tide Pods. If anybody should be doing the Tide Pod Challenge, I think it should be Trump.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
Can we nominate people to do the Tide Pod Challenge?
For charitable donation?
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine? Trump will do the Tide Pod Challenge if you donate $1 to a local charity.
I was just thinking the same thing. And it would be like one stupid politician over the next. That would be great. That would be epic. Along with the other stupid celebrities that people seem to look up to these days. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I would say. Yeah. Somebody start this. I challenge Trump.
We'll start with the Kardashians.
Do a Tide Pod Challenge. And for every Tide Pod,
For every Tide Pod he ingests, we'll donate $1 to the United Red Cross.
There you go.
We'll donate $1 to the rice and beans GoFundMe.
Will match the fucking donation.
Dollar for dollar.
Somebody, please. Tweet this, Jesus.
Right? I know. We should definitely take to Twitter more often and get that going.
Yes, we should. Oh my God. Can you imagine? What if we did? What if we like tagged Donald Trump on this shit? I wonder if he would say something back. Oh my God. Can you imagine the publicity we'll gain? Let's get on this now.
They tweet back at Fifi.
We could start broadcasting from like Russia or something at that point.
I heard it's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, -89 the last I heard.
Ooh, it's parka season.
Okay, we'll pick something tropical then.
How about the Philippines?
I got you.
At least one of us can do the accent.
The Philippines.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god, don't get me started on that.
We gotta have one show where you talk with a super thick Filipino accent the whole show.
I think I'll be able to do it, but I have to like really put a game face on and like just, try not to laugh as I'm doing it. But yeah,
just
I think
put
I can
a
do
picture
it.
Of your mom by your monitor, and every time you start to break out a character, like just look at the picture of your mom.
You're a dead dad for just. I'm doing this for you, Papi.
Keep a plate of lumpia near you.
Dang it, get out of my head.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Shit.
So
I can like Skype my mom and just have a teleprompter, and every time y'all say something, I'll just write it down and have her read it.
You have your mom saying like anal sex, and
that would be kind of funny. We find like we should just write her questions to ask, and just have her ask
them. Answer it.
Have her read them.
Wiener loving.
Or just have her, we'll come up with like random lines for her to say.
Yeah.
And just give it to her and then see if we can turn them into punchlines.
There you go. We'll start up a new soundboard.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
We'll write a list off of like Urban Dictionary and have her like read the definition.
Yes. Yeah, that would be awesome. We should do that. We should totally do
that.
Oh,
my God. I could probably do it in my Filipino accent.
That would be funny. One of these days, we're gonna have to bust that out.
Lord. So what have I got myself into?
Given the fact, going back to Stormy Daniels, given the fact that she apparently has turned down money, to like the hush money, so I guess they weren't dating, but if they were, say they were dating, and she still turned down the money, do you think that would put her in the category of like catty exes?
Well, no, she's a lady because she can't be bought. But I mean, it does seem kind of catty that she's coming out now. So maybe. I mean, we've all had worse done to us by an ex.
Yeah, yeah, I could. To definitely say that I have.
Yeah, but now she can actually say, "Hey, I fucked some presidential dick."
But he wasn't the president when they did it, though. He was just rich.
He was just some rich guy. We've all been there,
chasing her around Trump Tower in his tidy whities.
Hey, Jasmine, what's the most catty thing you've ever had done to you by an ex, or you've ever done to an ex?
I usually, like, I'm pretty good about not really talking
about
to any of my
catty.
Exes. I'm always good at being catty. Yeah. That happens. That's why the relationship probably ends. It's because of the fact that I am. So once they're actually done with me, I'm like, all right, I'm going to be nice now. I'm done. Finally. But, I don't know, like, the most, like, my, God, like, two ex-boyfriends ago, I guess, he's contacted me on Facebook, and, I don't know, like, I wouldn't say he was being catty, but he was just really asking if I remembered, like, having sex at a gas station.
Yeah, like,
I don't
which
know
time?
He said that because, I don't know if he wanted to be sexual that way, he could, like, potentially like cause me any problems, you know, or whatever, because he knew like I was already with someone, so that's the only thing I can think of. But other than that, no, not really. I don't really have ex-boyfriend drama. I don't really deal with them, so I never worry about that.
I don't know,
other than, you know, what I'm going through right now, but that's a different story.
What about faking pregnancies? Would that fall under catty exes?
Yeah,
is that
that's
just
pretty catty.
Whoa, yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, I had one girl that we broke up, and she finally got it that we're not getting back together, and then all of a sudden it turns into this, oh, I'm pregnant and this and that, and I'm like, oh, okay, well,
we're like, prove it.
Yeah, like I'm sterile.
Like,
so?
We're still not getting back together, but
yeah.
I mean, at least I know what's ahead of me. And then all of a sudden, after she figured out that, yeah, I'm not budging, we're not getting back together, then all of a sudden she had a miscarriage like 2 days later. Yeah, Pepper was like, was telling me, if you think she's pregnant, you're a fucking moron. She's like, I got some beachfront property in Arizona that I want you to take a look into buying. And so, yeah, no,
that's pretty catty.
I was pretty skeptical at first. And then after she instead of talking about being pregnant, she kept wanting to talk about getting back together or working on fixing the relationship. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, I'd rather be a single dad than get back with you. So that was like one of the most catty things that I remember, like out of like my exes, or they were, or another one was, she like moved out, and then we were like hooking up again, but then she wanted to like talk about other guys that she was with in between the times that we were broken up, and I guess...
Oh, if that's the case, I got a story then, shoot.
All right, go for it.
If that's the case, my ex that cheated on me was talking to this girl, and I don't know if they were official yet, but he was still sleeping with me, like, after we had broken up, and he kept on saying, oh, I'm going to leave my stuff here, I'm going to come back for it. Finally, it was, like, the last thing that he left there, which was a TV, I think is what it was, and, yes, it was a TV, because I remember specifically buying a new TV and stealing, like, a laundromat cart to be able to lug that TV back to my apartment, but anyways.
Oh, wow.
besides the point, he was in my apartment, and we had just got done, like, fucking, and he had the nerve to, like, be on the phone with her, talking to her and stuff about where they were going or whatever, and that was the moment that I was like, okay, I need to stop sleeping with him, I'm over it, like, I need to just fucking move on, and that's exactly what I did. It was really disrespectful that he was talking to the girl that he was with and the reason why we broke up, and he was in my house right after we had just had sex.
What a dick.
That's
pretty catty.
Shit. Yeah, no, the other one was just, the one I was talking about was just trying to talk about like other guys that she was with, like we're in the middle of doing it, and I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. So I thought, okay, cool, we're swapping stories. And then so I started telling her about the girls that I was with during the like when we're not together, and she got all mad and got up and left.
What? So it was okay for
when
her to
show
talk
and
about
tell
it,
goes wrong,
right? Yeah, I guess so, dude. Like, it was a whole one-sided thing where, I don't know, she was just trying to, like, rub it in, or maybe, given the fact that she got up and got all pissy, maybe she was lying about having, like, been with other people like that, and she's just trying to, like, fuck with me, and then got mad because, well, I was actually telling the truth. I mean, I had hooked up with other chicks since we had broken up because it had been a while, so...
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm like, yeah. And so I was like, if you're going to be all catty, dude, just move the fuck on. Like, I don't know how many, I don't know how many people need to hear that. It's just like, seriously, move the fuck on. You know, either, I don't know, either get with it or get the fuck on. Like, don't sit here and
get a rebound like everybody else. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, don't sit here and like try to bring down my mood because you're not happy of what's going on, or you know, that kind of shit. And it's just like, why? Like, why sit here and, like, try to,
subject,
like...
subject yourself, yeah.
Yeah, try to get back together or try to, you know, do things to not let the other person move on just because, you know, like, you're unhappy with your position in life, whether it's because you got there on your own or somebody put you there. I don't know. What do you think? Like, moving on?
I don't know. I haven't had either situation where I've been catty or someone's been catty to me, but I've seen and heard stories of people who are. So, yeah, it's just, it's hard for me to fathom, like, someone who just can't move on to where, like, it reminds me of that movie Wayne's World, where him and his girlfriend broke up, but she's still buying him anniversary presents.
Oh, Stacy.
Yeah. I got you a gun rack.
I don't even own a gun, not alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack.
Hey, what Wayne. Hey, Wayne. Yeah, so I don't know. I really don't have any here or theres on this topic, but some of the stories that you guys told are pretty funny, but... it's like, I guess people just get stuck to where they can't move on.
Yeah, like this, like the one girl that I said got pregnant, right? Or supposedly got pregnant. She said, or she decided to come to a club that she knew me and my friends and the girl that I was with afterwards. We always went on like Thursday nights, and this is like way back in like 2001 when when we were young and
this
still believed
was before you got the discount for the stripper.
Oh yeah, this is many years before.
Or I mean the refund, sorry, not the discount.
This is when I was in training to be awarded such a prize. it was still coming up in the world. So she goes and like her and a bunch of her friends that she took with her are there dancing, and she sees me, and then she like, it looked like she lit, like in Wayne's World, like she literally just grabbed the first guy that was around her and just like started like dancing with them and trying to like get
entice
all close
you.
And like be grinding and stuff, and then I was just like, dude, yeah, she was like all grinding on the dude, and I was like, we were all laughing at her because she just looked so fucking pathetic and desperate, and it was just like, dude, come on. And then so they're like, then my friends were like, dude, why is she doing that? And then looking at you, I was like, I don't know, but check this out. So I like, the girl that I was with wasn't paying attention to any of this. She was talking to one of her friends. So I just like spun her around and like kissed her, and then they said that the chick that was dancing, my ex, just like started crying and like just ran off of the dance floor.
Oh god.
Oh wow.
So I was just like, well, I guess I win.
There you go.
1 point for me. Yay.
We did it.
Yay. You were the upgrade after all. Yay.
And so it's just kind of like, why go to that length? Why go there? Why you know that your ex is either doing better without you or is like in a better place without you? Why go and like see that? Like, I never understood the point in that. Like, why go watch? Yeah,
I'm just like, take him. I don't want him.
Be my guest.
I mean, like, it's done. Go ahead. Go right on ahead, girl. Get it. Get my sloppy seconds. Eat that all up. I don't give a fuck.
Nom, 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 nom.
And here's the thing. Like, why do people do that? Like, why do they keep going back? I mean, like, what's with... is it like cutting? Is it just like...
is it like cutting?
I mean, right? Self-inflicted wounds.
The thrill of it all.
Yeah, like, what's the deal? Like, I never understood why. Like, what was the point of... like, what was the
because
point of doing
they're
all?
Not over you, duh.
But why, I mean, but why go out of your way to see that? Like, you know it's... They
because
know it's
that's why
them.
You broke up with them.
The breakup wasn't bad enough.
Right? They gotta, like, subject themselves to more. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? Why?
I don't know. Get it together.
Have you ever felt the need to do that? Like, go and, like, look at your ex or see what they're up to? I mean, just for the
I have. We're back together now.
Yeah, that's different. See what they're up to. Yeah, that's different, though. But, like, have to go out of your way to, like, make your presence known and everything. Yeah, that's a little bit too extra for me.
Hey, 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 hey. Do I hear the voice of judgment? I will have you know we are engaged now, so it works.
Some people call that stalking. Others call it persistence.
Yes, I managed to get out of the friend zone.
High five.
Ho. So I don't know, dude. I just can't. It just, it's one of those things that I can't wrap my head around. Like, why would you intentionally want to see?
You did wrap your head around, and then you backed the fuck up, is what you did. You're like, wait a second, no. Exactly. And apparently they didn't get it. Let's just leave it at that. They're just never going to get it. So just
some
let
lessons
them do
are hard to learn.
Thing.
Yeah, they just turn into pain in the ass, like a fucking
hemorrhoid.
Right? Or a butt job gone wrong.
Oh, I've been there.
Plastic surgery at its finest.
There you go.
That's another thing people are doing now is like there's been like way more plastic surgery and talk about it than in the last like year or two than I ever remember hearing ever.
Yeah, I heard like the increase is like epic.
316%, I think.
And leave Whoa. It to the Asian to be on point with the stats.
I know, seriously. Keeping stereotypes alive.
And 100,000 butt lifts were performed worldwide in 2016.
What?
Is International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. So I did research.
Nice. So
looking into it.
But to me.
What about boob jobs? How are the boobs doing in this?
I don't know about boob jobs.
How are the boobs doing in all this?
This was mainly targeted towards like the rear end.
The derriere.
Plastic surgery, yes. Because I guess that's the most popular one these days is trying to get a bigger butt.
I'm not mad at that.
Nobody is.
More cushion for the pushing.
And they said women with bigger butts tend to have smarter children.
Not true. Not true. I am an idiot.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true. I've met Fuck Checker's sister.
That's not true because not a lot of Asians have big asses and we're smart as hell.
That's true. See?
Yes. There's the hole
this
in the research.
Wrong. Sorry, University of Albany. This is a wrong research study. It does not apply. No, definitely not. No.
Jasmine, would you ever get plastic surgery?
I don't really feel like going under the knife. I've never even had regular surgery, so no. It kind of, like, skeeves me out. Maybe, like, fillers, like, injections and stuff, like Botox I would do. Because I'm not really afraid of needles or anything, but, like, actually going through a knife, no. I don't think so. I don't think I can picture myself.
Jester?
I'm too much of a wuss.
Man, that's just expensive. maybe? I mean, maybe, like, I win the lotto, we get some liposuction, but aside from that, I can't really say that it's ever, like, had my interest. I find
damn it,
it,
we're two confident people.
Plastic surgery, I mean, I don't need that shit. Yeah. No.
We're like, plastic surgery, what? We don't need that. What? Exactly. Do you see this face? What?
I'm like, I'm interested when women have plastic surgery. I like that. I like the end result of that. That piques my interest, but as far as
Have you ever heard of that thing where you're like, yeah, well, the reason why I'm, like, fat is because if I was, like, you know, like, just skinny and, like, really hot, then it's over for everybody.
Oh, God. Yeah,
it would be unfair to the thin people. Like,
even the playing field.
You can't have everything.
Right? Should have been born rich instead of good looking. God damn it.
Every time. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really interested in it. I know that most women are like, oh, I'm so insecure about, like, this part of my body or this part of my body. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, too, and it's just like, so why do you have to bring me down by telling me about it? Like, I wasn't going to bitch. Like, you were going to be nice enough to let me have sex with you. And then you get naked and you start pointing out your flaws. Like, I don't care.
You know, it's like,
can we stay on topic here, please?
Uglies. That's what it's called. Bumping uglies. Like,
you know. Exactly.
But in this case, we're not bumping uglies because I'm assuming you don't think I'm freaking ugly, so.
Right? It's.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on. I don't know. Get over yourself. Like.
Yeah, I'm so this. I'm so that. I don't like the way this looks. I don't like the way that looks. I'm like, well, just for your own reference, if I didn't like the way it looked either, I would have left your ass at the bar. So. The fact that I'm here at your place and we're, you know, already
in the midst.
Yeah, kind of getting to it. I say we just, like, fucking forget your insecurities and just, like, keep going.
Just give her more alcohol.
Right.
Or a Tide Pod.
Be cute. Keep it on mute.
What about you, Cookie?
Oh, no. No. I don't think I'm great looking because I'm not. I just wouldn't do it. I'm just like, with my luck, it'd probably be botched up, and I'd end up worse off than I already am. So it's like, fuck me, right?
Yeah, I'm scared of that, too. Like, what if they screwed up and, like, half of your belly is pudgy and half of it's, like, abs?
Oh,
like,
it already is.
I don't look like that.
I'm already there. Pudgy got it. Down.
Like,
it's like, you gave me a third nipple. Like, what? Like, yeah, no.
You should be so lucky.
I wanted a new belly button, not a third nipple. What the hell? Yeah. Absolutely.
The third nip is all the rage.
Maybe. I wonder if there's anybody out there that was a huge Total Recall fan. The original Total Recall.
Right.
Cookie already sees where I'm going with
this
one.
Yes.
And then walks into the plastic surgeon's office. Do you ever see Total Recall? I want you to make me look like the chick with three boobs. I wonder. We should ask. Plastic surgeons. Have you ever?
No, I'm not supposed to watch that movie, but yes, I remember that.
The Total Recall request,
right? Have you ever been Total Recalled? Has anybody walked into your office and asked for a third tit? I wonder if they could do that,
or have it all Picasso, like put the tit on the back, or
one for slow dancing.
There you go.
Put it on your forehead. You're a unicorn now.
Magical.
A lactating one.
So you don't like it? So she doesn't like if she just squirt him with it?
It squirts rainbows.
And dreams and hopes.
And twinkle stars. Yeah.
Man. I don't know. Have you noticed that, though, too, that it's just been more advertised, more talked about, more, I guess, just more commonplace now in the last few years than it's been before?
Well, because I think people would more likely want to be honest about it because, like, there's such a taboo against it, so they'd rather just come up front and be like, okay, yeah, I got this done. That way all my fans would know, and I want to be honest with them and everything, and then so it's not so much of a big deal if somebody found out, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
What do you think started the trend? Do you think it was mostly, like, the celebrities, you know, the Instagrammers and the Facebook, like, social media?
I think it's always been common anyways. It's just right now, I guess it's more accessible, prevalent, yeah. And probably affordable.
And
to
how
do it? And these that's days.
It must be more affordable because there's some people out there that I know that have had it, and I know they don't make a ton of money. And I know.
And then with that too, you don't want to get discounted plastic surgery. If you're gonna get plastic surgery, you want like the best of the best. I'll pay extra.
Yeah, or, like, but a lot better. Of people also go like outside of the country to get them done and everything too.
I would think it's like the same principle as a tattoo. Like, good tattoos aren't cheap, and cheap tattoos aren't good. Like,
there you go.
You know, if I'm gonna
like a hooker,
right? The cheap ones don't let you do lines of coke off their ass.
Yeah,
they're no fun.
Hey, that Jewish Beverly Hills doctor.
Yeah, Jewish or Asian.
So I wonder, like, how do these people afford this shit? And I'm like, did fucking plastic surgeons all of a sudden start accepting EBT? Or, I mean,
I don't know. I'm sure they have like payment plans or something. or sometimes these days, I think if like they deem it as like some sort of health risk, like people that are
her
like,
tits
really
are too small, her heart could stop.
Well, I'm talking about people that get like lap band surgeries or is it called barometric or something or
something
that,
like that?
Gastro something has to have something to do with a gastro. Something.
Gastro bypass.
I am, good God, I'm just like spewing medical terms right now that I don't even know. But the fact of the matter is that, like, if people are super overweight and they get like weight loss surgery, they count it towards like insurance probably because it's like deemed as a health risk. So that's how some bigger people are able to actually do it these days, probably. I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, no, that I get, but I was talking about like breast augmentation or
nose jobs
or
forehead reduction.
Nose, you can say, oh, I have a deviated septum and get a nose job.
That's true. That one, mm-hmm. That one I could see. But I mean, but the boob jobs, like the lifts, or just make them bigger. Not that I'm against them. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Hold on, what about Angelina Jolie's mastectomy? I wonder how insurance covered that, because she got them all taken out and then she had implants done after. So I wonder if insurance still covered her implants because she had gotten them taken out.
She's so rich, she doesn't need insurance. I'm sure she just paid out of pocket. But she
you got a point.
They found they detected not the virus, but she's a carrier and could potentially get breast cancer. So that's why.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's, like, plenty of different reasons how you can get it for
a reduced price,
covered by insurance one way or another.
She
had
a coupon,
perhaps.
If any of the listeners know of these things, you know, they can always, like, let us know.
Shoot them our way.
I would like to learn about this. I am curious. Not for myself, FYI, for general information, damn it, I know I probably
too.
Need a boob job. Okay.
Secretly, that's what the GoFundMe on the Rice and Beans page is for.
No, I don't want a boob. No, I'm perfectly fine with my boobs.
Jasmine wants smaller nips.
Does she just
they're fine.
Can she just have shorter kids then?
I know. Yeah.
Oh. Just because what's her face is in here.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was there. She was her son's birthday. He turned 12 and she was saying that it was her birthday too, and I told her if anything, you should be saying "Happy Wrecked Vagina Day."
Oh God!
Oh my God!
I'm like, isn't that what you're really celebrating?
Yeah, it won't ever be the same again.
You wake him. I told her you wake him up all early in the morning and go, "Hey, get up! This is the day that you ruined my vagina."
Get now your look ass at out it. Of bed. Look at what you've done. This is because of you.
It used to be perfect. Now it's not.
Perfect.
Enjoy your birthday.
Now eat your cake, you filthy animal.
Could you imagine if from the time he was like 15 on, that's how he started every birthday? With her kicking in the door going, Get up, you son of a bitch. This is the day you ruined my vagina. And for some reason, I could see her doing it.
I'm sure she did.
She probably got with like a Nerf gun and be like pointing at her son. This is the reason why I can fit this trench can. Oh, God, terrible.
She starts shooting the darts out of there. Like in South Park, the movie with the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
No, that would be my mother. I'm just kidding.
It does sound like her. And then some whistles.
That's when you know if it's like there's too much air.
It's not tight enough.
When the cavities are not constricting.
When your mouth is too big.
Oh man,
I wish I had that problem.
Modest much?
It's only a problem when you're trying to get somewhere in a hurry. Oh god. I once dated a girl that her mouth like was well, it was bigger than some mouths that I had been coming into contact with before. Yeah, and it was
like squeezing her cheeks together.
No shit.
You're like folding the flaps, her cheek flaps over. Like Dumbo elephant ears.
Like folding.
Oh, just kidding. Like, that's for a 60-year-old woman.
She just, like, grabbed the side of her face and just squeezed together. And, oh, yeah. So it was one of the situations where...
I was referencing my mom again. Sorry, Mom.
Her mouth was large and she was like, okay, hurry. We only have a few minutes. And I was like, like a little more suction, please. And she was like, that's all it goes. I was like, oh.
You whip out the Hoover vacuum, you're like, damn it, you don't work.
I mean, it was great she could fit the whole thing in there, but there was like her mouth was so big that there was still room.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that's
can you imagine giving CPR on her? You're like trying to fish for the obstruction and you're like, god damn it, you have to fist it.
At that point you probably could have just stuck your whole hand down there and just pulled out whatever was choking her.
Oh my god.
It was pretty bad. I mean, I mean, not that it was bad, but it's bad when you're trying to hurry the fuck up. You're like 5 minutes and it's like, nope, sorry.
Not going to happen.
Nope, oh, not tonight.
No. Well, she can fit like 12 dozen Asian men in her mouth.
All at once.
The one person bukkake.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Stop by the website. Check it out. We got some new content up there. And yeah. We're going to be making some more edits, throwing some more discussion topics up there, posting some pictures, that kind of thing. So come by, check us out, say hi to us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And like we said in this episode, I think we're going to go ahead and take to Twitter a little bit more often now. So go ahead and catch us on Twitter. We're Rice and Beans Pod at on Twitter. It's a Rice and Beans Podcast and on Facebook and Instagram. So catch us there too. So until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.